You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, y'all? What's up? So, we got some false prophets in the building. Tom Cruise is running for president. Run, Tommy, run! Run for your life! Scientologist Tom for president. You ought to see his commercial. It's ridiculously stupid. It's him, like, running. And he's talking about all of his pretend time in the movies. Like how he's saved the planet. Like, hold on. I can't even take this seriously. He saved the planet from aliens. He's been a Navy lawyer. Like, what? What? Like, I'm laughing so hard I'm tearing up, bruh. Like, am I going crazy here? Because I'll just say yes. I must be going crazy because, like, I feel like I'm imagining things at this point. Like, did I really just see that? And I'm just gonna leave it there. Like, okay. All right, Tommy, run for your life. Yeah, if you want to see that, go to my Twitter. Twitter.com/chancecampaign. It's funny. It's comedy at best. You're like, this... They're like, what? Like, even people who have seen it, they're like, what? Like, I'm not the only one thinking this. Like, Scientologist Tom. All right, we're moving on. Yee yee for Pree Pree! Now, Kanye West is running for president. Not only that, he's trying to rank in the search results for a chance for president. Like it's seriously that serious for him right now. Like, I'm like, dude, like, you wanted to run for president a long time ago. You went and kissed Trump's ass on camera. Then cussed on camera, then turned around and acted like you didn't want to run for president, and now you want to run for president. You sure about that? Just want to ask you, because people are looking at you like you're freaking crazy. Not only yee yee for Pree Pree, but Elon Musk approves. Yeah, he's on Twitter like, you have my full support. So I'm like, okay, let me get this right. Human trafficking Elon Musk approves and he gives his full support to devil worshiping Kanye West? Right. And I'm telling you, he worships the damn devil. He acts like he's all about God and Jesus and all this, and even came out with this false prophet album. Like, nobody cares about his Christian music. I'm just gonna put it to you like that. They were like, what's this? Oh yeah, that sucks. Like the rest of his music. And I'm just saying. Nobody says that about my Christian music. Like, I've got the most edgy Christian music out there. Like, even hardcore Christians that are more, like, they're more upfront about it than I am. And I mean, like, crazy upfront about it. Like, they make Christian music, too. But it's straight up Christian music. Like, they've had nothing negative to say about my on-the-edge Christian music. Just saying. But they listen to his album and they're like, yeah, nah, I'm good. Speaking of nah, I'm good, people are like putting out memes like, Kanye West is running for president? Kim Kardashian would be the first lady? Like, oh my God, like she's so fine or something, right? And I'm thinking, right, test tube baby birth having first lady? Nah, I'm good. Think she's gonna all of a sudden be a lawyer and go to law school? Nah, I'm definitely good. Like, Guys, I got you covered on this. You gotta trust me. Like, let me put it to you this way. I wasn't planning on going there, but I'm going there. She had a test tube baby. Like, that's their firstborn? Like, let me ask you this. Has he even had sex with this woman? He wouldn't even let her bust in. She wouldn't even let him bust a nut in her. Like, I'm baffled right now. Like, that's your baby? Have you seen what this baby looks like? I went on and on about it in another podcast, and I'm not knocking them or the baby, but the baby looks freakishly old already. The baby looks like an adult. Like, it's not normal. It's definitely not natural, but it's not normal. As I said, not knocking it. I'm just saying that's not normal. When you have a baby and the baby already looks like an adult, that is not normal. Like, I even posted a freaking Instagram reply to her picture of the baby. And I'm just like, whoa. That's like overly distinguished. I don't even remember how I put it. I was just like, that's like really distinguished. Like, those are some distinguishing features. And I'm trying to be nice about it. I'm really not trying to say that's an ugly baby. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that doesn't look normal, bruh. That's not right, man. That's sacrilegious, bro. And then for Halloween, they let their daughter dress up as the devil. And if you wanna get a load of that, like, A Call for an Uprising talks all about that on his video. Like, that's the only reason I knew about it. I was like, what? They did what? So yeah, he comes out and says, oh, he's hardcore Christian, but allows his daughter to dress up as the devil on Halloween. So yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm revoking Yee Yee's nigga card, as if he even had one. He's so white, he makes Wayne Brady look like Marshawn Lynch. I'm freaking serious right now. I was gonna be like, Richard Sherman, but nah, bro. Marshawn Lynch makes Richard Sherman look like Carlton. I seen this meme the other day, right? It's so mean. It's like, it's the meanest meme I've ever seen, bro. And it shows this dude getting hit, right? And this guy, like, looking at the camera, looking at what's going on behind him, you know? So he's looking into the camera like, oh my God. Or like at the reflection, you know what I'm saying? How it shows the reflection because of the camera's looking. So the camera shows the reflection. But anyways, the meme says, so this dude's getting sucked off, right? And it says, she's sucking the slow nigga. Like, slow niggas need love too. If you could have seen the excitement on that nigga's face, hey, like, that dude needs love too. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't gonna go suck this little nigga. I'm just saying. Like, why are you knocking the man? Like, why is that a meme to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's messed up, bro. Like, let the nigga get some love. What are you doing even watching? Like, what? Are you his caregiver? I mean, like, he getting some care given to him. But, bruh, do you really gotta watch all that? And take a photo like it's something to meme. Like, how did that even become a meme, bruh? You showing all your niggas that shit? You gay, nigga, you gay. That's what I'm getting at, nigga, you gay. Jail nigga, you gay. Just gay, bruh. You know, slow niggas need love too. Just like fat girls need love. I mean, fun to ride until all your friends find out and start making fun of you for it. But man, that's just wrong, bruh. What you did was wrong. That's like taking a picture of a dead body and putting it on the internet, like, with you posing with it. Talking about, my grandma gonna rest in peace. One love, grandma. Like, what? What? Crazy. That is just crazy. But you know who don't need to be sexually loved? Chitlins. Childrens. Kids. Childs. They don't need to be sexually loved. Like, leave them alone, bruh. Man, I watched this Missing 411 the other day. And there's this case about a kid that went missing. Just straight up missing. You can't find him. No sign of him. No nothing. So, like, if somebody picked him up and snatched him, one of his boots would have fell off because there were loose boots on him. And, like, that was a big issue. So, obviously, the person who took him knew him. Which all points to the pedophile in the situation. There's a guy who was friends with him that was there with the grandpa, who did not take off walking with him. Well, I think that the friend took off walking with him whenever they all went taking off walking to the stream, and he walked back, the sexual predator walked back with the child to the, I guess the grandpa. They said it went back to the grandpa. Grandpa says, oh yeah, I saw him, blah, blah, blah. But I think that they all went into the trailer and had themselves some nasty fun. And then, Lord knows what happened with the kid. They dumped his body somewhere else. They did something to that body. And so, case solved. So, speaking of sexual predators and child love, which is gross. Melania Trump, here's something that's even more gross. Like, you are sick in the head if you do this. Melania Trump wore a dress made of the feelings of child sexual abuse. I'm going to say that again. Melania Trump wore a dress made up of the feelings of child sexual abuse. What kind of sicko would actually do that? So I'm pretty sure you're asking, like, what? Well, like, what does this mean? Like, they had kids who've been through child sexual abuse draw on a piece of paper what their feelings were about it. And it was just scribbles, like, right? And I'm waving my hand as if I'm scribbling on the paper, right? Like, that's how they feel about it, right? And she had a dress designed of this and wore it around and got photographed wearing it. Like, what? What? It's just a bunch of scribbles that people are saying looks like Donald Trump drew with a crayon. Like, it's not even in color. It's just black and white, black scribbles. Like, what? Man, what kind of sickos are y'all? Y'all some sick people. Y'all are sick, bruh. Just as sick as Kanye West's campaign. Like, that's nasty, bruh. Like, there is no campaign there. People are like, what are his chances at becoming president right now? They're trying to rank for chance for president with this. I don't even want to click it. Like, they're like, click here. Click here to go see. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I think I already know what his chances at becoming president are. That's like Colin Kaepernick trying to run for president right now. It's a no-go. It's a no-brainer. It's not happening. I offered the man VP. I am now taking it back. Do you know why? Because I found somebody. I almost said who it was and what they were about. I found somebody who's much better than him, who stands for much better things, who understands where I'm coming from, who understands politics. So I mean, yeah. Not that I don't understand politics. I'm just saying. Look, about the Melania Trump thing and her wearing the dress of the feelings of sexual abuse towards a child, I'm officially saying that she's the beast. She says be best. I think she's leaving the A out on purpose. It's her way of saying be beast. Because that's a very beastly thing to do. So, I mean, who would wear that? Yeah, the beast would. That's insanity. Insanity. Just saying. That's insanity. Did you know that this bitch thinks that her and Barron Trump are too good to even stay at the White House? Melania Trump says, here, you do your pre-pre stuff at the off White House. I'll go hold down the fort at Mar-a-Lago. Get the fuck out of here! Seriously? Wow. That's pretty messed up. Like, that takes some ovaries to do. Seriously. I'm just baffled right now. I'm baffled. She just makes appearances at the White House. You got that right. Yo, any first lady of mine that does that, you're fired. You're straight up fired. I'll fire you in front of God and everybody. You know why? Because I'm single and I can do that. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're not about to treat the White House like it's just an option? Like it's trash? She obviously has no interest in politics. Just like Kanye West has no interest in politics. Just like Tom Cruise has no interest in politics. None of these people have interest in politics. You know what they have interest in? Saving their own asses. I'm not even kidding. This is about saving their own asses. They have zero interest in politics. None. It's about saving their own asses from conviction. You know what these people have done? Hello, Scientologist Tom. Like, they're kidnapping women and keeping them prisoner and letting people like Kristen Bell or whatever have a show so she feels the need to be like, you know what? I'm free. I'm not a captive. I'm all right, you guys. Here's another one. Get the fuck out of here. Seriously. So, last week was the worst yet for new COVID-19 cases in the U.S., leading to more rollbacks of economic reopening plans. Well, here's the rub. This is all happening while there is still no proof that this fairy tale circus of a virus even exists. The tests for COVID-19 are experimental. You heard me right. The tests for COVID-19 are all experimental. They're non-diagnostic and unscientific at best. I'm going to say that again. The tests for COVID-19 are experimental, non-diagnostic, and unscientific at best. Says so right there on the freaking package. Like, I'm serious. On the website for CDC, it tells you. If you just look, if you just looked, it'll tell you. But we're gonna roll back on the economic reopening, right? Because of a said fairy tale virus? Like, I'm rolling my eyes right now. Like, this is ridiculous. But people like Gavin Newsom, man, I really struggle with that. They wanna act like this is like it, like, okay. Like Gavin, for example, has gone on and on about like slow the spread. Do your part. Be a hero. Like, what? Like, how about you keep your promise of upholding your oath, or you can get impeached. If you want to sign the petition to impeach Gavin Newsom, go to change.org/impeachGavin. Do it! Like, seriously, sign that petition. People are like, oh my God, you're using change.org? You need physical signatures. Just shut up and sign the petition. I'm not asking for your opinion. Sign the petition. If you don't want to sign it, then shut up and don't look. Walk away. Straight up. Because I'm not asking for your opinion. I'm not asking what you think is. Oh, this needs to happen. I don't care. I didn't ask you. Sign the fucking petition. Like, straight up. If you don't like it, there's the door. and you can let it hit you in the ass on the way out. I don't give a damn. I don't give two shits or a fuck. I don't care. And why should I? I'm not here to give a shit about your opinion and what you've got to say. No, I'm here to do a job. If it's not constructive and it doesn't help, which you think it helps, but it's really not helping, which is why you're like, it needs to be this way or that way, because you're trying to deter me from the mission. Don't deter me from the mission. I didn't ask for you to come up in here and mess with it. Did I? No, I didn't. So shut up. Walk away. Who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck about your abusive opinions. Nobody gives a fuck about your online abuse. You understand me, child? I don't give two shits or a fuck, and I ain't gonna give a fuck, not one bit. No, don't care. I 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 don't care. Short hair. Don't care. Short hair. Don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Straight up, I don't care. But yeah, the tests for COVID-19 are experimental, non-diagnostic, and unscientific at best. A doctor is even offering $5,000 for proof it exists. I up the ante, and I myself am offering $1,000,000. No such novel virus has been isolated nor purified. PCR testing doesn't isolate nor identify viruses. And that's not even talking about any of the other testing. The one that's supposed to be giving you results within 5 to 10 minutes, that's impossible. You can't do that. Science doesn't work this way, folks. The PCR testing does not isolate nor identify viruses, doesn't provide RNA sequences nor pathogens, offers no baseline or comparison with patient samples. It cannot determine infected from non-infected samples, and is only for marketing and promotion of testing. Are you listening here? Are you keeping up? Are you paying attention? Wow. Wow. The PCR testing is only for marketing and promotion of testing. Just like the marketing and promotion of COVID-19, coronavirus, dirt, dirt, dirt. Yeah, that's how y'all look with y'all's little sign of the beast. Dirt, dirt, dirt. Y'all are some losers, bro. Y'all think y'all winning at life, but y'all are really losing. Straight up. It's only for marketing and promotion of testing. The coronavirus panic is just that, an irrational panic. Based on an unproven RNA test that has never been connected to a virus. Did you hear me? It's based on an unproven RNA test that has never been connected to a virus. There is very little science happening with all of this, yet people keep spinning that narrative anyhow. And why is that? Here, I'll tell you why. Because doctors and hospitals are making up to 3 times more off of said virus patient. Gonna say that one more time. People keep spinning the narrative because doctors and hospitals are making up to 3 times more off said patient. So what's in it for the nurses? Are they getting kickbacks too? Because nurses are balls deep in this. You remember what I said about getting interviewed by the news? Did I say this in another podcast? I can't even remember. Like, I've got so much going on, like, I don't even remember. Either way, I got interviewed by the news. And there was this nurse or doctor or whatever, and she's going on and on about how all her family's got the virus. Yet she's not wearing a mask giving the interview. But remember, sputum can spread the virus. Yeah, okay. What virus? I've already shown you that the virus doesn't exist. The virus has never been isolated nor purified. It doesn't exist. Until they scientifically prove it, in science, it doesn't exist. Science is a cold-blooded thing, bruh. It's a lot more cold-blooded than the law, which is convoluted. The law has been so convoluted. But until it's been proven in science, then therefore it does not exist. There are no two ways about this. You understand? But prove it. Come on, prove it. It's just like people are like, God doesn't exist. Really? Well, there's some science behind it that it does. There's absolute science behind it. Pick up a Bible. Find out for yourself. God exists. But hey, you don't want to believe me, then don't believe me. Some of y'all's God is Lucifer. I feel sorry for y'all. Lucifer is a liar. See, and the people who come around and say God doesn't exist, that's who their God is. That's who they're worshiping. They're worshiping a fallen angel. But they want to talk about God doesn't exist. So do tell. How does Lucifer exist but God doesn't exist? How does Satan exist but God doesn't exist? How does the devil exist but God doesn't exist? Oh, you're an atheist? All right. Prove God doesn't exist. And while you're at it, prove the virus exists. Like, that's a double whammy. I mean, how stupid can one person be? I'm all like, the virus doesn't exist, and God doesn't either. Prove it. They didn't even reply. They didn't even come back. I didn't even have to block them. Like, I'm waiting. Like, I'm still waiting for the reply. They won't come back. They won't say it. And they were notified to come back. Whenever I said prove it, they got the notification. Oh yeah, and they looked. Oh yeah, they looked. Either that or they didn't have the ovaries to, or the balls. So whatever. So yeah. Hang on, I gotta get something for you. It's gonna really drive this home for you. Someone on Facebook says, on July 2nd at 10:49 a.m., a friend of mine in Tyler, Texas posted that their neighbors went to get tested for COVID-19 yesterday, signed in, and waited in line for 2 hours, then left without getting tested. The hospital called them this morning and said they both tested positive. Hello, they were never tested. Let that sink in. Here's to another. Get the fuck out of here!